Dreamscape presents The Turncoat's Gambit by Andrea Kramer. Narrated by Leslie Belair. 1. Commodore Co. Winter unbuttoned his stiff officer's jacket while his mind soured on the knowledge that he'd misjudged a situation and that his mistake would be costly. Perhaps too costly. He shrugged the jacket from his shoulders and would have tossed the garment onto the bed, but then thought better of it. With a measure of care, Co. laid the jacket over the back of a chair. In the floating city, whether at the House of Winter or his officer's quarters on the military platform, a valet would have collected any of Co.'s cast-off clothing, making sure to clean, fold, and press all pieces of the Commodore's wardrobe so they would be ready when needed again. The spare room Co. occupied in the Daedalus Tower offered no such luxuries. Co.'s quarters bore no ornamentation. A serviceable but plain desk sat opposite an equally serviceable and equally plain bed. The room had no windows, and the reek of iron seeped into all things in any way permeable. More than once, Co. had had to stop himself from crinkling his nose while in New Orleans when he realized the stagnant metallic odor clung to his clothing, accompanying him wherever he went. For a commanding officer of the Imperial Air Force, being cooped up in an iron fortress proved a particularly agonizing torment. Necessity had brought Commodore Winter to New Orleans, but not a day passed without Co. wishing his fate might somehow have kept him in the floating city, or at least aboard one of the great Imperial warships that patrolled the skies. Only a little while longer, and things will change. Co. hardly found comfort in the thought, considering that his own folly had without a doubt prolonged his stay in the French colonial city.